Blog Talk Radio.
Sister, we're back. Yes, thank the Most High. We're back again for another episode. Yes, for another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Miab, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Back with you here again to speak this very precious word. I said this very precious word the Most High has granted me. And the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me that unto His cause I have some very important things for Him that I must do. And unto this cause I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. Yes, I thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters, I said, for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me that unto His cause, yes, I have some very important, very precious things for Him to do. Things most rare. Most High has told me, my brothers and sisters, that because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. My brothers and sisters, for this, I can only be utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me. That I must tell you things, yes, indeed, that I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything that they could since the dawn of human fall. I said some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, And if they could, I said if they could, to destroy. But my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you the Most High is not forgetful. I said the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is not forgetful. He shall bring to remembrance, he shall bring the restoration, the restitution of all things, according to all that he has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Scripture says that when he comes in these latter days, Acts 3:18-23, to restore, to bring restitution of all things, to call men to attention to all that he's spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Scriptures tell us that whoever would not hearken to that prophet, how about my brothers and sisters, whoever would not hearken to anything that he has to proclaim? Whoever will not hearken to the fullness of the word of that prophet shall be utterly cut off, destroyed from among the people. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that just yesterday, for instance, I heard one of the Blog Talk Radio hosts. Dare to say that though there be many differences among the various camps among us, he was so sure, he said, or he would compel people to believe that he is so sure in his doctrine and what he teaches, that he has dared to even go as far as to say that though there be many differences among the various camps of those who claim to believe, he said that though there be differences, these differences are not enough, so he said, to prevent the salvation of any one of them. In his statement, he was simply dead wrong. I said in his statement, he was simply dead wrong. Nobody has a right, and no one will be confirmed. No one seals steadfast into the Most High, my brothers and sisters, but those who confirm all the words of the Most High. Nobody has a right to deny any of the testimony of the Most High, and certainly no one will be rewarded for lying. I repeat, no one will be rewarded for lying. The Most High did not teach any of these variant doctrines of men. But there be varying differences among us. It is not because men have known and truly served the Most High himself, but because, my brothers and sisters, men have trusted and served after the will and designs of another. I can only tell you, according to all that is written of old, that from the very beginning it was always understood, I said from the very beginning it was always understood that there would be no peace on this earth, not until every dissenting voice is silenced. There will be no peace on this earth until every foolish word is exposed as folly. The whole world begins to understand that the Most High will not accept any treacherous word, any presumptuous word against himself as participant in his covenant, the gospel of his salvation. It must be understood that the gospel is a word, my brothers and sisters, that is not of this world, not of any of the contentious differences, presumptuousness, nor imaginations this present age. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, is the word the Most High declared from the beginning eternal. It's a word from before any of these variant nations ever even came to exist. It is the word, my brothers and sisters, the Most High declared from the beginning eternal. Nothing else is that whole, sure, pure, and perfect word by which the Most High said he would confirm steadfast any soul. I even go as far as to dare tell you that none of the rulers of this world, being concerned more about pulpits and thrones, the faulty foundations upon which they stand, none of them are brothers and sisters. None of the rulers, concerned about their pulpits and thrones, have preached to you the gospel. How could they? Any man, my brothers and sisters, who is more concerned about the selfish ambition upon which he seeks to establish his own authority or preserve any worldly authority, is not true to what the Most High declared from the beginning. Any such authority, my brothers and sisters, is not of the truth of the gospel, not deliverance. And woe to those who imagine all manner of miscreant doctrines so as wish to keep men blinded in the cage. Woe to whoever it is that devises doctrine, not seeking the fullness of all the Most High has declared, whereby under the system that they would administer, there's no hope of a man becoming complete. I did not say, my brothers and sisters, the Most High said that he would confirm as righteous, steadfast, faithful unto him, those whose faith, trust, is not faithful. Understand what I mean by that. The faithful ones, my brothers and sisters, are not those whose righteousness or sense of what is complete and acceptable comes from men. If you don't trust the Most High to reveal to you what a world would not, what is rulers would not, my brothers and sisters, you're in bondage to men. You must overcome the marks of the beast. You must overcome all the standards of the nations, my brothers and sisters. There's a reason why Messiah commanded his disciples to go forth and preach the gospel to all the nations. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, is not a word after the nations, but reproves them all. Have your nations and rulers, have they taught you wherein they are lacking? Have they taught you wherein they are presumptuous? Have they taught you wherein they err? Have they taught you wherein they have taken the holy name and preached it in such a manner that it endorses their vanities rather than the truth of Yah? Have they taught you where they have taught you doctrines, leaving out certain very important truths, wherein no man can be made complete? Have they taught you, my brothers and sisters, the exceeding truth, which will finally set you free to serve Yah, discerning, my brothers and sisters, that Yah, his testimony, even the gospel that sets you free, is not after any of the partial or perverse standards of any ruler, pastor, priest, rabbi, elder, reverend, my brothers and sisters, prime minister, president, or king. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, the word that comes from above. Messiah, preaching the gospel, said, I am from above, not from below. He said, I am not of this world. And it's therefore, my brothers and sisters, those who can believe the testimony that comes from above, testimony of which it is spoken, without you cannot please Yah. Faith comes by hearing a word from the Most High, because of your leaders, not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Nor could they all, my brothers and sisters, prove themselves diligent, steadfast, trustworthy with it. I want you to consider. Messiah said directly, if any man be beguiled to follow after his leaders who are negligent in any aspect of the law of the prophets, that man shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. The differences of opinion that exist among us are not because men have been true to all the word, because men, my brothers and sisters, have been far less than diligent when it comes to examining the scriptures for the fullness of the Most High, the fullness of the Most High is foreordained, is an absolute necessity to all those who believe. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says, if any man seek to deceive his brother, not to seek all that's contained in the law and the prophets. It says, such a one, my brothers and sisters, is guilty even unto hellfire. So why and how is it that men have trusted in a negligent status quo? How is the men have trusted in institutions that have not realized and in confessing the holy name, man has an obligation to seek all that is the will of Yah. Man has an obligation to seek all that truth that Scripture says man would only receive if in receiving a call from the Most High, he is utmost diligent. How is it then, my brothers and sisters, that men see all these differences of opinion, contradictions, and still want to say that that is the work of the Holy Spirit? My brothers and sisters, it's time we wake up and understand that if there are the multitude of divisions among us that we see, because men have not perfectly served the will of Yah, but men have served another. I said, an other, my brothers and sisters. If we examine the scriptures closely, Isaiah 41:21 through 42:4, Messiah will come preaching what is the eternal and everlasting word from the beginning declared eternal. First and the last. The word, my brothers and sisters, infinite. It has no end. Always, my brothers and sisters. From the very beginning was foreordained, must be confirmed. And if we read those scriptures closely, we find that what they tell us is that anyone who will not confirm that word is not a work of the Holy Spirit, an abomination. Whoever would put such people in power over the masses, the brothers and sisters, have not been faithful unto the holy name. In fact, the scripture says, all, not only those who are placed in power after the election of men, the choice of men, not seeking all divine will. Scripture says, not only they are they abominations, but those who put them in power are abominations, not the work of Yah's will. There are those, my brothers and sisters, however, who have not discerned the essence of this word. I will simply tell you that Messiah will come to expose all misconceits, all the false doctrine that has been taught by those, my brothers and sisters, who dare to go forth and speak. The Most High has not spoken to them. He will expose all those, my brothers and sisters, who dare to speak, but had not heard a word from the Most High, after which they could be verified. Blessed are they who will understand this. Blessed are they who will discern the need to repent greatly, even to convert unto the greater truth. The Messiah himself shall appear to reveal the word, my brothers and sisters, that exposes all the lawless, all those who refuse to give consideration all the Most High himself decreed. But have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, there's no debate, no doubt about this. There are many, I said many, my brothers and sisters, who think that there are of the vast number of anomalies and differences that exist among us, that it doesn't make any difference. But my brothers and sisters, it is not because they have worshipped the true Messiah they've come to imagine this. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. It is because so many have worshipped. I hope you hear me, and I want you to listen to me closely. It's because so many have worshipped a Christ, a Greco-Roman polytheist, anointed of many gods, because that's what the word Christ meant to the pagans of Greece and Rome. It's because men have worshipped a polytheist, Greco-Roman counterfeit. The scripture said in Revelation has horns like a lamb and speaks as a dragon. In other words, appears to be righteousness of Messiah, but still speaking as a fork-tongued dragon, a machination of men, because men have worshipped that misconceit, inclusive of every man's illusions, and denying certain very, very most important truth, is because men have worshipped a counterfeit, that they have believed it not important whether or not they have spoken the truth or ultimately have lied. Messiah said, if you deny, how about twist or pervert even the least dot or dash of his word, to take the context of it outside of context, to misadminister, mispreach, misteach, misinterpret. He said, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. But you got 45,000 denominations across 280 nations. Dare men believe, dare my brothers and sisters, that all these the Most High should call viable? Only way you have all these differences, my brothers and sisters, somebody has believed and served and practiced a lie. Hard words, but my brothers and sisters, quite true. Dare any man say he's saved from the liar, preaching the word for the liar? Shall a man say he is favored of the Most High, not discerning the difference? My brothers and sisters, Messiah said, if you're my disciples, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Free to do what? Speak the truth. Not remain in bondage to continually speak a lie. Well, my brothers and sisters, it's quite evident. With 45,000 denominations out here, a lot of folks, my brothers and sisters, who thought they were disciples of the Most High, were not. The Most High told me directly that if any man can believe that all these contradictions are the work of his spirit, they cannot be disciples unto him. I said, my brothers and sisters, cannot be disciples unto him, because think about it. If a man believes all these multitude of differences are wise, he thinks these multitude of differences are holy. Our brothers and sisters, who or what have men called the Most High? Is he all the aberrant differences and designs of men? Or is he him who is one from the very beginning? I want you to understand something. I spoke about this a little bit earlier. Greece and Rome, hundreds of years before the birth of Yeshua, trusting the concept of an anointed one they called a Christ, after all the variant differences of man. In fact, later on, before the coming of one called Constantine, there were those who trusted in a false prophet called Mani. But the religion after him that was called Manichaeism. Mani claimed to be the incarnation of all the various so-called wise ones that had ever come. Again, my brothers and sisters, that same concept of a Christos, one anointed of all the variant gods, one that pagans called a soter or a savior. After all the variant ideas of all the gods, therefore making themselves, though the gods were contentious and argumentative, making themselves even peacemakers to the gods. What the scriptures tell us in the book of Daniel, and also my brothers and sisters in 2 Thessalonians, that there would be the intrusion of the wicked, the lawless. After the intrusions of those whom are brothers and sisters, would irreverence, disrespect all that is called godly, or that is reverence, that is to be reverenced, that they revere and exalt themselves above all things. Well, got news for you. My brothers and sisters, the heathen exalted themselves above all the gods, and that they claimed that they were the peacemakers. All the pagan gods that they worshiped, they exalted themselves above them all. They felt that they had the right to declare the religion, in every one of their governments and states. And even with regard to the Holy One of Israel, they were not concerned about the sanctity of his name. Their concern was to just make him another part of their pagan, pseudo-religious, polytheist, Babylonish, pantheon of false gods. Because I got news for you, my brothers and sisters. Any man, any time a man, or people, or a nation seek to sanction all the varying ideals of man, my brothers and sisters, man tricks himself outside of any covenant with Yah, who is as he is, entirely. We are forewarned. We're not to put any other so-called standard above or before, or even to associate any such false standards with the One Most High. Scripture says, if any man swears by his name after the vanities of this world, he should not be accounted blameless. He says he has visited the iniquities of the fathers upon the children, the third and fourth generation of those who hate him, and showing love to thousands of generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. Well, I got news for you. The Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He was talking about maintaining the conscience of his kingdom. Many say they keep the commandments. But my brothers and sisters, a multitude of varying misadministrations have not been true to the integrity of his kingdom, after which, my brothers and sisters, he said his people, in Zephaniah 3:13, he said that his people shall speak no lies, do no iniquity. Scripture says there should be no deceitful tongue among them. And it is that people, my brothers and sisters, that he said he would restore to the fullness of all righteousness, of people who seek all his will. He said it is that people that he shall guide, defend, and preserve, and none shall harm them. I dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, in light of this fact, that Rome sought to destroy the concept of an anointed one after the concept of One Most High, they left you with this title, Christ. And most have no concept, my brothers and sisters, or no knowledge of what it meant to the heathen. And they took away from you the title that related to an anointed one of one. Titles like Shiloh. Titles like, my brothers and sisters, the Kurdee. The one whom he said comes suddenly like the rising sun to cast out all the darkness, to cast out all confusion, cast out all lies, to reveal that so much of what men called light had only been darkness. For the light of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is an invariant word. I said it's an invariant word with no manner of changeableness, no manner of variation, my brothers and sisters. It is true to the Most High from beginning to all eternity. No other word, my brothers and sisters, is rightfully called the gospel. I want you to understand again what I said. If we examine the scriptures and the proverbs closely, as a scripture that is translated in your King James Version this manner, I said there's a scripture in the proverbs that is translated in your King James Version, Proverbs 14:12. Proverbs 14:12 and Proverbs 16:25. They put it down here. There is a way. They put it down here to say there is a way. Is that the way it should have been translated? I want you to think about it. It says there's a way that seemeth right. There's a way that seems right unto men. But it says in your King James Version, but the end thereof is the ways. Put an S on the word ways of death. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, they were seeking to expose. We're seeking to uphold a massive lie by taking that scripture outside of its initial context and where it should have been perceived. were hiding a very precious truth from you. By the way they translated it, could have been translated far better. There are many ways, my brothers and sisters, which seem right unto men, but the ends thereof are the ways, know that word plural, ways of death. Think about it. If you discern that the varying standards of men, the various standards of men and all their differences can only be a lie, then, my brothers and sisters, you realize the need to seek a pure, perfect truth. If you realize that the one the Most High said he would send is the righteous one who will perform all that is his pleasure. I'm talking about Isaiah in the 44th to 45th chapter, 46th chapter. He said he performs all that is divine pleasure. Isaiah 48 said he's a faithful ally. Because he performs all that is divine pleasure, he destroys Babylon, all confusion. When he says he is a righteous one, it means that he seeks all that is divine will. Did he say, my brothers and sisters, that he would have negligent compromise as a method for which he shall end the confusion? The scriptures say that he will come forth, my brothers and sisters, with a mouth like a sharp two-edged sword, very defined line, discern the difference between those who serve Yah who serve those who serve him not. Most High says that he comes to a people in Isaiah 48. Was sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. And he said he would not give his name to such a people. He said that they all must be refined, because he would not give his glorious name of honor to another. My brothers and sisters, what else does this mean? It means that those who call upon his name must seek all that is his will and must seek the purity of it all. Anything else, my brothers and sisters, he did not say he would confirm. For this reason, Revelation 7th chapter, if we understood it, we understood it well. When we talk about the angel, one called the angel from the rising sun, it speaks therein, my brothers and sisters, the one called the Kurdi. Rising sun, Kur sun, this rise. The ancient faith was called Kurdish Shania. The early church, my brothers and sisters, believed in the one who comes suddenly like the rising sun to cast out all the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure. To expose is so much what men call light to be darkness. For indeed, Satan's ministers have come as angels of light, causing men, my brothers and sisters, to worship falsely and never having known it. I can only tell you, all the apostles warned that after their demise, there would be a rise of false prophets. Rome murdered literally millions to destroy, to silence those who knew the faithful expectation of the one who comes, my brothers and sisters, to restore all the world. I didn't say part of it. He will not show favoritism to any of the treacherous and negligent standards that men have called wise. Most I told me, quite frankly, in so many ways, the greatest truth, the saving truth, is not what men think they know, what they don't know. What men think they know, not giving consideration to all the Most High has spoken. I said all the Most High has spoken. He said that's not wisdom at all. I would even go as far as to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that is not salvation. Nobody has a right to disrespect the holy name. Regretfully, we live in a society today that has not discerned that the holy name declares that Yah is all and everything, all his word. That is what he is. And let me repeat it to you again. Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He was actually saying, if you love me, you will preserve the sanctity of his kingdom despite all the variant provocations of double-mindedness, misrepresentation, misadministration that is the kingdom of this world. I want you to understand something. Scriptures talk about in the book of Jacob, overcoming the provocation of the temptations among the nations. So if you scattered among these Gentile nations, he said, you must remember that your faith and your perseverance unto Yah, even your oath unto him, if you will, must still bring forth the perfect work. If any man wavers, if any man be double-minded, said, let him not think he'll receive anything from Yah. Well, my brothers and sisters, every time the rulers of this world said that you should serve God and country, when the nation by no means is single-minded after the will of Yah, my brothers and sisters, they kept people from even being counted viable unto receiving the full testimony under the discipleship of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, is not a gift. It's not a gift to the worldly. It's not a gift to those who are satisfied with the differences that appeal to men. The Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, is a gift from above that reproves all sinful misallegiance, reproves all false doctrines, declared with the Most High, what the Most High declared from the beginning, and what is to be expected, my brothers and sisters, bringing all things to remembrance, which was the expectation from the beginning, and that which is to come in the future. Those who ask for the Spirit know that only the diligent soul whose testimony is reverent concerning all the Most High has spoken a word of truth. What I'm saying to you is the scriptures say in the book of Matthew, 12:36-37. The man will be held accountable for every word, foolish or idle, word that he has spoken. Every foolish word, he'll give account of it in the judgment. He told his disciples to go forth and teach everything that he commands. The scripture said all the prophets spoke by the Spirit of Messiah that was in them. First Kepha, 1 Peter 1:10 through 11. Meaning that every immature, incomplete doctrine that men uphold, not seeking the greater truth, or declaring doctrines which prevent men from seeing the greater truth, for all of these, my brothers and sisters, negligent and acting as obstacles against men discerning what is necessary to behold, for all of these falsehoods, man is held guilty. Remember, the Messiah was for a moment. So we're talking about the 40 days that he was went into the wilderness. He called it the temptation. My brothers and sisters, the Messiah, when he was tempted of the devil, scriptures say. And he had to rebuke, discern and rebuke every lie, every temptation the adversary could cast unto him. And his steadfastness, my brothers and sisters, that he escape, the punishment of those, my brothers and sisters, that falls upon those proven unstable. Did you notice what I said to you earlier about what the scriptures call the provocation in the wilderness? Hebrews 3rd and 4th chapter, Psalm 95. And the type of provocation that we see, the temptation, the scripture says you must overcome. Capitulate after the ideals of the nation that is rebuked in the book of Jacob, as they call it, James. I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the book of Revelation does not declare that it will be a Christ, a polytheist Christ after all the ideals of the nations. It will confirm those who are stable beyond the marks of the beastly nations. It is one, my brothers and sisters, the scripture calls them angel from the rising sun. The word angel means the same thing as king. Rising sun, east. One called the king of the east, the righteous one likened to the rising sun that rises in the east. Isaiah, 40th chapter, speaks of his appearing. And it says, comfort ye, O my people. See beyond all your nations, that your warfare might come to an end. All carnal perception, my brothers and sisters, will be destroyed. Like the grass that withers and fades. It says, my brothers and sisters, blessed are they who wait for it was called by the name of the Most High. And they who wait for him shall renew their strength. Be restored, my brothers and sisters, to discern beyond all the rulers. He said he would come forth one day, saying, keep silent before me, O you Isles, hearken to me, O you nations. He said, let the peoples come near to me. Let them renew their strength. He said he would come saying from the body of my mother as he made mention of my name. To gather his people back to him. Made his mouth like a sharp sword. Declared the salvation of Yah to the ends of the earth. Even the word that before the Most High is honorable. Well, my brothers and sisters, they didn't tell you about the one the Most High sends to declare all his word. Discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. And they didn't teach you the gospel at all. From the very beginning, it was always understood that until every false voice is silenced, there will be no peace. And the Most High has promised, my brothers and sisters, there will be peace on this earth. And so many times, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures speak of one who the leaders of this world would deny. And would even in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, seek to rebuke, seek in every way to discredit. Those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, I can tell you there's a serious need to examine on my website, hiddengospel.com, an article called The Secret City Prophecies, an article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. In these articles, I show you where you may find scriptures that tell you how Messiah shall truly appear. Why the scripture says he would come forth saying, listen to me, O Isles, and hearken to me, O you nations, from the body of my mother, as Yah made mention of my name, to bring his people back to him. Declaring his purpose, my brothers and sisters, even to declare not only what would restore Israel to truth, the way of truth, but even declare one salvation to deliver us from every lie, even to the end of the earth. If they didn't tell you about that one, my brothers and sisters, unto whom all the nations must gather, unto whom all must be converted, they never preach to you the gospel, never preach you salvation at all. Wherever truths such as these are hid, my brothers and sisters, men are not yet confirmed and all things steadfast. Therefore, Messiah is called the awaited one, who will discern the thoughts and intents of every heart by a pure, perfect word. And my brothers and sisters, no one who could deny any of those words will be confirmed steadfast unto divine purpose. That's the way it's always been declared. And my brothers and sisters, that's simply how it shall be. Messiah then is called the one who restores the covenant, restores the fullness of a word, restores, my brothers and sisters, the sure, whole, and complete gospel that discerns, my brothers and sisters, whether or not men are reasonable to uphold the whole word. It said that word, my brothers and sisters, will declare the reign. And even the establishment of a holy kingdom. And it says, all who resist, scripture says he would trod down the rulers. like a pot of treads clay. He said the ruler has been made like dust before his sword, driven in stubble before his bow. By the accuracy and the precision of his word shall every lie be exposed. And I will tell you now, if we consider what the scriptures call the provocation in the wilderness, how Israel was tempted by all the nations to walk after the ways of the nations. We see it again in the book of Jacob. He called James. He told Israel, if you scattered among the nations, watch out for the provocations, the temptations to walk after the ways of the nations. We see how Messiah, my brothers and sisters, was tempted. The adversary sought to tempt him, telling him that if he bowed down to the prince of this world, the adversary, he would give him all the kingdoms of the world. Messiah would not bow, my brothers and sisters, to abide after any of the ideals of these pagan, godless, lawless rulers. And I dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, and that the Most High intends to build a kingdom. I say then that the Most High intends to build a kingdom steadfast, that men will no longer turn aside from his covenant. Not your descendants, if not even your descendants, descendants henceforth, even forever. I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, instability on the part of man today will not prove man stable to be confirmed unto the kingdom to come. What are those who ever told you such? As I said to you before, there are those who dare to believe. I said there are those who dare to believe that the false doctrine among us makes a little difference. As if so many lies that have been told and proliferated by men are inconsequential. But brothers and sisters, they told you that. They didn't believe what Messiah himself said when he said, if you seek to pervert, twist even the least of his word, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. If you knew the meaning of the scripture where he said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, you would understand that he will only uphold those who seek the fullness of all his word, according to Isaiah 11. You would understand who he meant he was when he said, I'm the root and offspring of David. How about the king of the east? The righteous one who exposes all the misconceits of all the rulers. He said that only in Revelation, he said, Revelation 22, he said, only those who would not twist or to add or take away from any of the meaning of any of his word. He said, only those, my brothers and sisters, are welcome. Only those who would keep his commandments, or let's just say the rule of his kingdom, preserve the kingdom peace. Beyond all contentions, misopinion, said only they were worthy. Revelation 2nd chapter, how about 2:26 to 3 and 6? Says only those who keep all his commandments will sit with him upon his throne. He said, if any man or brother says seek anything less than the perfect word, if you seek anything less, he said, he'd come against you with the sword of his mouth. What makes men think, my brothers and sisters, that in their short-sightedness, they should still be called wise? I would only have you to understand, it's not by faith in Yah, nor by faith in the testimony of his spirit, that all these false doctrines, all these contentiously differing words, have been accepted by the people. It's not because men have hearkened diligently to the gift of the Holy Spirit that you see all these different doctrines. Messiah, for good reason, told his disciples, be careful lest any man deceive you. For many of they who handle the word of Yah deceitfully lead. If you want to know what I teach, and you want to know why I teach it, please, my brothers and sisters, ask again that you examine closely. In the chat, you will see a website, hiddengospel.com. Remember with Apostle Shaul, when he talked about the mystery of the gospel, first thing he did is rebuke all the misadministration of the Holy Word. or man's misadministrations with regard to that word are not the gospel. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. To my Colossians 2nd. On that website, you will see articles like the Secret City Prophecies. You need to ask why your rulers hid these truths from you as to how Messiah should truly appear. Many of my brothers and sisters are not discerning how Messiah shall appear and for what purpose he shall appear. To cast out all illusions have been in many ways compromised, hypocritical, and quite negligent with regard to the Holy Word, compelling men not to realize how much more they need to seek Yah. Psalm 14 and Psalm 53 says, the Most High looked upon the sons of men in these last days and has not seen men diligent enough. Not diligent enough, my brothers and sisters, to learn how to truly do good. The Messiah for this reason is sent to restore righteousness. As the righteous one, the scripture says, who is heir to the righteousness of Yah, whom the Most High said he would teach for the good of all. If they didn't teach you this, my brothers and sisters, they didn't teach you the gospel. And I even go as far as to say, my brothers and sisters, it's kind of a very blessed thing if you have an opportunity to hear a word, such as the word that you heard this night. Be directed to discern some of the things that I offer you, for the Most High told me. I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, perverse, silence, and destroy. I would suggest, in fact, I'd admonish you greatly, to ask the Most High whether what I've just spoken to you now is true or not. Because only if you get verification from Him will you be able to follow the words that I speak. In fact, my brothers and sisters, Messiah Himself said as many things that He longed to tell His disciples while He walked among them. But He said that they would not comprehend, grasp, be able to receive it or accept it, discern the intricacies of it, till the Most High by His Spirit attuned their minds. Well, I can tell you the same thing, my brothers and sisters, so it is true today. And many who will hear the words that I speak tonight, seeking to keep them, or let's just say to constrain them, after what they think they already know, rather than asking the Most High of the higher intents. And they will never discern, because of this, a higher essences, that of which, my brothers and sisters, the Spirit speaks. My website, again, you'll find articles like the Secret City Prophecies, article called Early Church Origin and Mutual, Forgotten Mutual Expectation. Articles like The Gospel of Shiloh. Articles like Great Tribulation, or Tribulation 70 to 365 A.D. As I told you before, all the prophets said that after their demise would come false prophets. And didn't say anything would halt the rise of false prophets, or men believing all these lies, till Messiah Himself comes to expose them all. I know they didn't tell you that, because what it means, brothers and sisters, is that till Messiah comes to expose all these illusions, what men have had, before comes the restorer of the covenant, has not been a covenant at all. Blessed are they then who know that you must seek beyond what the rulers and all their differences tell you, else you can never be true unto Yah. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Mia, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under His might, under His honor, and His praise always, my brothers and sisters, thanking the Most High for every ear that He brings near. Thanking you all for listening. Again, under His might, His honor, and praise always. Hallelujah!